Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex with customer service. We're turning a call back to this number. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is Deb Brewer-Kotler calling.
How can I help you today?
I'm trying to find out who you are, what company this is.
So we're a third-party call center. We service several different companies all over, several partners worldwide. Can I have the zip code to better assist you?
50310.
50310, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one second. And first and last name again, please. I'm sorry.
Sure, Deb Brewer-Kotler.
Okay, can you verify your email for me, please?
No, because I really don't know who I'm speaking with.
No, we already have an email address on file, ma'am. I'm just asking you to verify it.
You can give me the first three letters of it, please.
DBR. It's a Gmail.
That would be ewer527@gmail.com.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, so do you recall paying the $7.95? For the Crusette entry on the 5th of this month?
For the what?
Crusette entry. You paid $7.95 for a chance to win the Crusette?
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am. When you made that purchase. Because when you made that purchase.
Yes, and then there was another $67 charge.
Yes, that's what I was about to explain. So when you made that purchase of $7.95, it stated in the terms and conditions that you had 48 hours to cancel the account. Otherwise, you would be enrolled into the discount online gadget store membership, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly to the discount online gadget store. Now, that charge of $67.32 was actually declined, so it didn't go through.
Yes, I didn't see that, and I'm not going to pay for that.
Nope. There's no need to pay for it because it didn't go through, ma'am. The charge was declined. But if you would like,
okay.
We can go ahead and cancel the account.
That would be just fine, please.
Give me 1 second and I'll provide you with that cancellation number. Cancellation number C as in Charlie, 263-205-883.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.